show.
Is everybody happy? WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Just a big box of okay. The Don and Mike Show.
What's happening in there, Matt?
Gilman, why don't you come over here and push my leg up?
Where's Regis? Where is Matt Lauer?
I need to look at the meat and smell the fish and things like that.
All right. What time is it?
Welcome to Paula time.
Oh. Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Hi there, Guy. How are you, Curly?
Hi, Don and Mike. I'm great. Some numbers for people who care. The Dow closed above 14,000 today for the first time ever. Barry Bonds now up to 753 with an asterisk.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the latest numbers.
I don't blame Hank Aaron either.
You don't blame him?
No, I wouldn't. Everybody's asking Hank Aaron how come he's not going to see Barry Bonds break his record.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Hank Aaron has got more class than Barry Bonds will ever have.
And really, didn't Hank Aaron say in kind of a roundabout way, it's kind of a pain in the ass to be following him over,
you know,
from especially on road series, you know, from game to game to game?
Sure.
You know.
Send Bud Light. That's his job. He's the commissioner.
Bud ain't going to go. Bud ain't going to go.
No? I hope there's a part of me that hopes Barry Bonds hits it in Milwaukee because that's where Bud Selig is from.
Right.
And I think at that point he'd be forced to go out, right?
Might be. They've talked about that potential, and we'll have to wait and see what happens. But Barry Bonds is heating up now, so it's probably going to happen pretty quickly.
You know who else is heating up, Mike?
Who?
The New York Yankees.
They're
hot as balls.
They're
hot as balls.
Were you in my bedroom last night? Did you hear the screaming?
Was he?
I'm always in your bedroom, Mike.
How
was Mike last night, Carla?
I thought he sucked.
I was, I don't want to go so far as to apologize to Carla. But I was a little bit difficult, and I scared the dog last night.
Oh, no.
As I went through probably every member of the Red Sox batting order and screamed at him.
Remember a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, I said, what are you worried about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you're ready to say, what am I worried about?
Yeah.
I should be worried, right?
Yes, you should.
They're so on fire. The Yankees are so on fire.
And
the Red Sox are so sucking right now. It's very, very
scary. Happening. And it's happening with all the guys you hate the most.
Right.
Derek Jeter.
Yep.
A-Rod.
A-Rod hitting the home runs. Matsui.
The Rocket. You know he's going to come around.
Well, he's pitching pretty well. He is, you know, he's keeping them. What am I doing? He sucks.
Is it the curse, Mike?
It's not the curse, but they have to make some adjustments. And the trading deadline is right around the corner. Perfect. And, of course, being a true Red Sox fan, I have now abandoned all the players that I used to like.
Oh.
They can all go. Get some new blood
in
there.
What about Big Poppy?
Not Big Poppy. Never Big Poppy.
Okay, then.
No. Big Poppy, he stay. Big Poppy.
It's Friday the 13th.
It's the curse, Don.
It's not the curse.
There's not a curse.
It's not a tumor.
There's a curse. Piano in a lake.
But I'm really starting to freak out. I am starting to freak out.
Yeah.
And nice to know the Red Sox start a series with the Chicago White Sox, who are heating up as we speak as well. So it should be, I would say, by the middle of next week, could be a 3-game deficit.
Let's go Yankees.
Hey.
Wow. Hey,
not nice.
Hey, I'm making
He's
a joke.
Kidding.
That's not
I'm
nice.
Kidding,
I've always supported your teams.
Okay.
I support the Packers.
Okay. Let's go Red Sox.
Yeah, that's better.
Let's go Red Sox.
He doesn't mean it. He loves my
Let's
pain.
Let's go Red Sox.
Say Pittsburgh way.
Red Sox. Let's go Red.
7 games.
Go Red.
I am excited, and I am looking forward to the rest of the season.
Sox.
I will still be pulling for my Red Sox.
Sox.
I know how you can reverse this. Oh. Get them back on track. They need a new president of Red Sox Nation.
That's right.
Oh, I found out the deal with that, too. Yeah, yeah. I mean, Buzz says it's a fee. Mm-hmm. I got to write a letter.
Yeah, $15.
I got to do a little letter writing. Mm-hmm. I got to write a letter to tell him why I should be president. I can't possibly have the time for that.
I'll have Matt get started.
There you go. You're in.
Matt, pen a letter. Right. No, I don't want him on that job.
Speaking,
I want Montgomery to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Understood.
Write me a letter.
Hi there, Mike.
Hello.
Well, you boys have a nice weekend. I will see you Monday.
So long, Montgomery.
This is Montgomery.
So long, suckers.
Not a good day for you, Matt.
Not at all.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
How's
are you
it going?
This fine Thursday.
Very nice to see you.
My name is Montgomery.
I'm an intern for the Don and Mike Show.
I work with Matt the Pollock and with Joe Ardinger.
I have to tell you about Matt, my friends. He's a perfect ass.
Don, have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah. Ah, just a few days where I don't have to look at Matt.
Bye, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Bye, John.
So long.
There are just too many cars on the road, especially here in D.C. and other big cities. Hey, maybe
Buzz,
yes.
Would you just indulge and play the game and do your impression of Leroy Montgomery?
We'll go right down the line, Don. You want to start?
Oh, you do it first, please.
Hello, Don.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Let's identify ourselves this time.
Okay.
Hello, this is Mike O'Mara.
Hi, this is Donna G.
Hello, this is Buzz Burbank.
Rob?
That pool is full.
John Norman?
Hello.
I like this.
Yeah.
Joe, where's Joe?
Yeah, I bet he can do it. Joe?
Stepping up to the
mic. Hello, how are you?
Oh, no.
You tool. Hey, Matt? Matt, you don't get to play this game.
Yeah, you don't get to play.
You had enough airtime yesterday. Right. Bye-bye.
That's good. Perfect.
Bye-bye.
Perfect.
Look at him. He just gave us that, like, oh, you guys.
You kidders.
Oh, get out of here. I still smell like a filthy fish. Get out of here, you guys.
Don't let it ruin your day, F-Stick.
You'll still be able to get your jerk on tonight.
Yeah. What? We were asking Matt outside what his plans were for tonight. And he started like a big, long sentence. And Don said, yeah, just J&O.
Hey, he's unflappable. Of course.
Yes.
Yeah, before I play cards.
I think he was going to do it after. After he played poker.
I hope so.
Yes, lovely Matt.
Not during, though.
No.
Too many cars on the road.
Too many cars, Buzz.
Especially here in D.C. and other big cities.
Cars. That's right. Cars. All cars. About cars. 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 Cars.
Cars.
Here's Rob.
Everywhere you look. Maybe the higher gas prices will help that problem. If they're not lying, 40% of Americans say they would start driving much less if gas were to hit $3.50 a gallon. The national average is now just over $3.
Who believes that? That's what they said when it was $2, $2.50, $3.
Yeah, like people don't have to go to work to feed their families.
An additional 20% of us, if we're not lying.
I say you are a liar.
If we're not lying, 20% of us say we'd cut back on our driving even more if the price hits $4. But another 20% say we won't cut back on driving at any price.
That's the American way, Buzz.
Winners.
Amen.
People say they are cutting other stuff instead of driving to cover the higher price of gas. 22% say they've cut entertainment spending. 12% say they've cut back on retail spending.
That's one of the reasons why I'm trading in my little sports car. I'm actually going to get a new vehicle. I'm getting a Kenworth truck.
For you, man.
You know, I'm really tired of people pushing me around on the Beltway, so I'm getting me a Kenworth with a flatbed.
And an air horn.
An 18-wheeler. That will be my... And that's going to be the horn on it, too. It'll be a hand horn, you know, an air horn.
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting a... Is it Peterbilt?
Peterbilt.
A Peterbilt.
Yeah.
A Peterbilt.
That's right. And we'll have the two big smokestacks, and we'll come tooling in. One will say Don on it, the other will say Mike on it.
Hey, Buzz, you can get a Mac.
I'd like to get a Mac.
Mac truck.
I believe now we have covered all of the major semis that are on the highway.
So I will have to buy a train.
Train.
I bought a train.
A train.
How are you, Robbie?
I'm very well. You should see my train.
I'll see you on Monday.
That is horrible.
Terrible.
Horrible.
It's terrible.
Now taking Charles Barkley and turning him into Montgomery just because they're the same color. That's not right.
That's a horrible stereotype. Oh, Buzz, you're horrible. You're terrible. I'm Buzz, terrible. Do it now. Horrible.
I'm terrible. I'm horrible.
Terrible.
I love that. I love when you do impressions.
And now, here's Buzz as Charles Barkley.
It's horrible.
Thank you, Buzz.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
All right.
Americans have a hard time changing their perspective. We're also not good at understanding other people's points of view. And now, there's scientific proof of this from the University of Chicago. Psychologists had people arrange blocks based on instructions from a partner who only had a limited view of the blocks. Among the Americans tested, there was great confusion about which block to move. Among the Chinese tested, virtually no confusion. There they are.
Hey, blockhead.
Researchers say it's because here in America, we are raised to be individuals.
I got a block of rock coming up. Get the lead out tonight. A block of three of your favorite Led Zeppelin tunes.
Woo! We're raised to be individuals in China. People are raised to be part of a collective, like the Borg. Because...
Ah, that's right. We are Borg. Mm-hmm. We will assimilate. And now we're going to put a needle in your eye, Jean-Luc.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, guys. Don't make fun of the Chinese after John Ratzenberger was on the show. Chinese are going to be taking over America because we don't teach shop class.
We don't make things with our hands. Because...
I got a shock in my jock and I'm ready to rock. I got blocks or a rock. Metallica Saturday. What was that? Metallica November.
Maytallica.
Maytallica, baby. Right.
I like everybody shouting that at the same time. Maytallica.
I got a block of rock right now for Tim Sabian, who is popping a hemorrhoid listening to us. Hello, Tim.
Woo, 5 months until AC December.
Yeah, I can't wait, baby.
Because he's a blithering idiot is just one of the reasons Republican Tom DeLay is no longer our House Majority Leader. Being a crook is the main reason, but it wouldn't be fair to ignore his total lack of reasoning skills. Speaking to a group of college-age Republicans here in the Washington, D.C. area, DeLay said this week that abortion is the big reason we have an illegal immigration problem. Quoting DeLay, if we had those 40 million children that were killed over the last 30 years, we wouldn't need illegal immigrants to fill the jobs they're doing today. Think about it.
Also, we take all those aborted fetuses, mm-hmm. and they could be cutting our grass.
Yes, exactly. That's what his point is.
Pay attention, young people. Do like Tom did. Ending your speeches with the words, think about it, is a sure way to win any argument.
You know what the best part of DeLay is?
What's that?
When you roll over on the other side, say goodnight, baby.
You say, what a great lay that was.
It's the sleep that follows. This.
That's DeLay. Uh-huh. Oh, I'm going to have me some DeLay tonight.
DeLay.
But the abortion immigration link is not just a Republican thing.
That's horrible. I apologize. Horrible.
Yeah, horrible. I'm
sorry.
Hey, what happens in the month of May?
Maytallica!
I did a stupid thing.
I'm sorry I did that. I'm sorry, I'm coming back.
Yeah, you know he's coming back,
September,
right?
I think.
I'm coming back.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Where's he coming back?
He's coming back to WFAN. He's coming back to CBS.
Yeah, I think
I'm
so.
Sorry I'm doing that. I did a bad thing.
Thank God. Thank Al Sharpton, because right. He is God. Al Sharpton has deemed Don Imus acceptable to return to radio. However, did you hear the one caveat?
No, what's the caveat?
Seriously, they're going to hire him a black sidekick.
Really?
Yeah, like they're going to hire him like a Robin Quivers.
Somebody to keep him in line.
Know, just to balance it out, Bernard.
I'm insisting that they don't do that.
I don't know if they're going to hire one or not. I think they should hire someone like me, Montgomery.
Oh, you'd be good, Montgomery.
Montgomery.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Imus.
Thank you for helping me, Mike. I forgot how to do it.
Nice to see you.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Oh, come on, Buzz.
Hello. Yeah, thank you.
You're horrible. Horrible.
It's terrible.
Terrible.
Horrible. Terrible.
Metallica.
All right. That's it. Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah, fun's over.
That's it.
This abortion immigration link, not just a Republican thing. Former Democratic Senator Zell Miller of Georgia made the same argument in a speech earlier this year. In totally unrelated news, public approval of Congress has hit an all-time low. We like these guys even less than we like W, according to the latest Zogby poll. 83% of us say the new Democratic Congress is doing a fair to poor job. People have always hated Congress, but Zogby says it's gotten much worse since Hurricane Katrina, when more Americans began to feel the system is broken.
Yeah. Nice going, Democrats. You really showed them the other night when you brought out the cots.
Make a fist.
Way to show them.
What a nice slumber party. The poll also shows Americans feeling good about their finances and optimistic about the future. So there's that.
Well, they're not talking to anybody who works at WJFK, that's for sure.
Apparently not. Going, gonorrhea. That's one of our stories when we continue.
Now I'm listening, Buzz.
Absolutely.
But what about STDs?
Right.
Exactly.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I am just an idiot.
You're an idiot.
It would be a good time.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
It's the 9/11 of fun. The Don and Mike Show.
Bowel movement.
Always funny.
I wonder if that'll be safe to say. I'm reading something here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's that whole goddamn Jay Rockefeller thing. Listen to this. One word, image indecency bill introduced. The Senate marked up the Protecting Children from Indecent Programming Act introduced last week by West Virginia Democrat Jay Rockefeller. The bill goes to the Senate for a vote onto the House. If passed, this legislation would make the mere utterance of one word on broadcast radio an FCC violation, fineable up to $325,000 each time, each word.
Wow.
And we're not talking about a list of words like the seven dirty words. We're talking about a word like boner that could be interpreted a number of different ways.
Wow. Good luck to us all.
Wow.
Okay, so that's that douchebag, Jay Rockefeller. He spoke about him last week.
Mm-hmm. That's terrifying.
That's horrible.
It's terrible. That's terrible.
Horrible, horrible. So I don't know what you should do about that. Like, I guess worry about that more than dog fighting.
I agree.
Yeah, that's true.
After our whole opening, totally agree.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Well, I'm getting out of the right time, aren't I?
Hey, congratulations.
Boner.
Hey, come on now.
Enjoy it while you can. If we could spend a minute on three guys who won't be elected president. John McCain, plagued this week by reporters' questions about his crumbling campaign, lost it yesterday and said the one thing you don't usually hear from a politician. Quoting a visibly angry McCain,
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
It was very much like that. He said, I'm not going to talk about my campaign anymore. Gramps gets cranky without a nap. Dennis Kucinich was hospitalized this week, forcing him to cut short a campaign swing through Florida. Although his food poisoning symptoms were described as severe, he should be back on the campaign trail
Dennis.
Shortly. And NBC says it won't show Law & Order reruns featuring Fred Thompson if he really does run. What will NBC run instead?
That's terribly exciting, Ross.
NBC Universal can still run the Fred Thompson shows on its cable outlets since they're not subject to equal time rules. In other TV tidbits, it's true. All three of the interns who served under Dr. House in the first three seasons will not be back this fall.
That's all right.
Five, I think that's cool.
Five new doctors will join the staff of the...
What's cooler?
Gruff.
Hi. I'm Greg House.
You know, I think that that is a pretty brilliant move.
Might be.
To keep that show fresh.
You mm-hmm. bet it is.
You keep House and you keep that hot piece of ass that we had on House's boss.
That's right.
And then you lose those other three. The guy with the British accent.
Incidental. They're right. Not necessary.
Bring us some new eye candy.
Right. Five new doctors. That's exactly what they'll be, too. Five new doctors joining the gruff but lovable House to serve as the young, good-looking people on the show. One of the doctors is named 13, which should give Greg House something else to grumble about. But E! Online says these new actors are so far only signed on for 8 episodes. Does that mean that Cameron, Chase, and Foreman might come back?
Oh, who cares?
And Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune creator Merv Griffin.
You know what, Mike? You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I really don't care about those characters.
Yeah, who cares?
I mean, really, on that show, there's that one guy, and I'd like to see more eye candy.
You have to keep that, what's her name, Lisa?
Edelstein.
She's hot.
You got to keep her.
Right.
And you've also got to keep the low-key guy.
Yep, the other doctor, his friend.
That's House's friend.
Right. That's your show.
Mm-hmm. Enabler.
And then right. You can bring the other ones in and out.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in and out. Oh, $300,000.
Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune creator Merv Griffin is in Cedars-Sinai being treated for prostate cancer.
He's a fag.
Doctors say Merv is optimistic and looking forward to his new game show, Let's Play Crosswords. And Oprah is mourning the death of her dog, Gracie, in the latest issue of O Magazine. The 2-year-old terrier choked on a plastic ball while being walked by her walker. A Modesto, California couple has been arrested for child endangerment.
Hold on, listen. There's nothing funny about
that. That's right. Now, we did a whole thing on
not
dogs.
Funny.
We love dogs. Here's what Oprah had to say.
All right.
You Rob, Speedwack, I hate you. I hate your big, fat, ball head, ass.
That is misdirected anger.
Oprah.
A Modesto, California couple has been arrested for child endangerment after authorities found them and their kids living in squalor. You see, the Silvas of College Court had 7 dogs in the backyard and a miniature horse in the house.
Hey, squalor is near Tallahassee, isn't it?
The house was reportedly ankle deep in feces.
Oh.
Their 11-year-old boy was living in a tent in his room.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
To protect himself from all the flies.
Looks like baby vomit.
Good news about gonorrhea.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
It's down. Way down.
But what about STDs?
Exactly. Bad news about chlamydia, though. It's up, way up. And it's not your...
I told you to invest in chlamydia, Mike.
Hey, you can't spell chlamydia without clam.
Not your father's venereal disease, by the way. This, my friends, is a bug for a new generation. Sure, only a little over 2% of us have chlamydia, but that means you've got a better than 1 in 50 chance of being a carrier.
I think mine makes me see better.
And finally, a 20-year-old unwed mother in a small town in England discovered that the bank had mistakenly put $277,000 into her account.
I love my boobs.
Sarah Jane Lee spent over $20,000 of that on a trip for her and her kids to Disney World in Florida.
Disney World.
She bought a fridge and some new carpeting, a 50-inch plasma TV. That racked up another $47,000, all those items. And then she showered her friends and family in gifts to the tune of $117,000.
Very generous.
But the very first thing she did on her 2-week spending spree was buy a boatload of sex toys.
Yeah.
Which is sad because she won't get to use them in prison.
Ooh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No!
Why'd she go to prison?
Because she stole money from the bank. It was money that wasn't hers, and she had chlamydia.
What about her kids at Disneyland?
They were living in a tent.
What? To keep out the fly.
Were they the kids with human waste?
I believe so. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And Greg House.
How about this? How about we have another meeting tomorrow at 3 o'clock?
Yeah. I think that's a capital idea.
All right, call my girl. She'll call your girl.
Very good.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Looks like baby vomit.
Hi, Ed.
I'm going out to dinner tonight. You want to join my threesome?
Who are you going with?
It's me, Michael Hughes, and Tammy Faye Mesner.
Oh, you forgot one guy.
Who?
Peter North.
All right, bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.